And what does surrender mean? Sharanagati. Surrender is not defeat. In the material sense, when one army loses the war to another, they surrender. There's nothing sweet about that. But Sharanagati is the sweetest of all sweet things. It's when, out of love, out of gratitude, we surrender our will to the will of our beloved Krishna. It's the eternal, final conquest of truth over illusion. It's when our love for God conquers over our false ego, the ahankar. It's when the bliss, the ananda of the soul once and for all conquers all the miseries due to envy and lust and greed and arrogance and illusion. Sharanagati means liberation. Liberation from selfishness and egoism. Liberation from birth and death. It means Sharanagati, entering into the realm of pure, unalloyed love. To receive Krishna's infinite love and to offer our love. And the Srimad Bhagavatam tells, when you water the root of the tree, every part of the tree is nourished. In that Sharanagati, in that sweet surrender of love to Krishna, then we recognize the truth. Mamayavam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanata. Krishna says, when one is enlightened by this truth, one sees that all living beings are in me, are of me, and are mine. Aham bija pradapita. We see every living being as a part of Krishna. And therefore, inherently, we love everyone.